Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 87, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 87 is a review of two lessons. I will there be light. There is no will but God's. I will use the power of my will today. It is not my will to grope about in darkness, fearful of shadows, and afraid of things unseen and unreal. Light shall be my guide today. I will follow it where it leads me, and I will look only on what it shows me. This day, I will experience the peace of true perception. There is no will but God's. I am safe today because there is no will but God's. I can become afraid only when I believe there is another will. I try to attack only when I believe there is another will. I try to attack only when I am afraid, and only when I try to attack can I believe that my eternal safety is threatened. Today I will recognize that all this has not occurred. I am safe because there is no will but God's. I will there be light. There is no will but God's. God wills there be light. What is light? Light is knowing the truth. It illuminates how I perceive my will, God's will. My will, God's will, is for me to perceive with the truth. I notice that when I feel God's will, when I feel that in the body, I am feeling it in the chest. I'm not feeling it in the mind or the brain or the physical aspect of the head. I'm feeling it below the head in the chest. The knowingness, it does feel peaceful, like it's my nature. And when I change to listening to the little self-will, a thought like I want it to not be rainy, or I want the walls to be a different color, or I want my boss to treat me differently. All these thoughts that I think with the little self-will, I feel them at the front of the head, the forehead area. And I notice that my small will feels completely different than God's will, my true self's will. When I return back into the awareness of my true will, the nature of me, there is a relaxation that happens on the forehead. There's a grounding feeling. And when I illuminate the world with the truth of who I am seeing through this grounding, this truthful feeling. So with noticing these differences, I can use this as a red flag as I go through the day. When I feel the forehead and front of the head working and stressed, I can be alerted that I am probably not listening to my true will. And I can choose to return back to my true will, grounding myself back to my truth. Allowing perception to come from the heart and not from the forehead. Holy Spirit, inner guide, help me to remember the nature of who I am, to remember there is only one will. God's will is my will. And it is through seeing through that will with vision that I see the light, that I light the world. Seeing everything through the truth of who I am. Help me to notice when I am thinking so that I can stop thinking and return to awareness of truth, returning to God's will. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go with confidence that we will let go the little self will, the mind, the ego. We sit quietly and patiently to come into awareness of our Creator's will, our true will. When I am in awareness, I am the will of God. Sit in the awareness. You may want to look out at the room and notice your awareness. Looking out through your eyes. Now, shut your eyes and notice the same awareness is still there that a moment ago was looking outward at the room. Observe this awareness. Thank you. if you notice thoughts, ignore the thoughts and turn your attention away from the thoughts and towards awareness, observing awareness.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me in the relaxation that comes from being in awareness of God's will. Namaste.